Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show as we wrapped up this four-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies with Tylor Megill against Zach Wheeler. Megill began the night with a strikeout of Kyle Schwarber, but then allowed a single to Trey Turner, who advanced to second on a wild pitch. Megill came back with a strikeout of Bryce Harper for the second out, but with a runner at second and two away, faced Alec Bohm.
0-1 the count. Megill deals. Swing on a liner the other way, over the glove of a leaping Alonzo, a base hit going down the right field line. Turner rounds third, scores standing. Marte hustles the ball back in and holding at first with an RBI single. His 95th run batted in of the year is Alec Bohm, and the Phillies have a 1-0 lead.
Two-out single by Alec Bohm, and the Phillies ahead 1-0. Nick Castellanos followed with a base hit of his own. That triggered a visit from Mets pitching coach Jeremy Hefner. Then with a full count, Megill walked Bryson Stott to load the bases for JT Realmuto, who hit a screamer to center, but it landed right in the glove of Tyrone Taylor for the final out. It took Megill 28 pitches, but he limited Philadelphia to just one run. In the bottom half, Jose Iglesias led off the first with a base hit and extended his hitting streak to 16 games. Wheeler then set down the next three, which included a strikeout of Pete Alonso and a long flyout off the bat of Jesse Winker for a scoreless first inning. Megill came back in the second with a 1-2-3 inning. He survived a very long fly ball off the bat of Kyle Schwarber to dead center. In the bottom of the second, Wheeler set down the first two Mets. He then allowed a hustle double to Mark Vientos, which extended the inning for Tyrone Taylor.
1-2 to Taylor. Here's a pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball past the diving ball. Base hit left field. Marsh up with it. Vientos stinging for the plate. The throw by Marsh rolls towards the plate. Gets behind Realmuto. Backed up by Wheeler. Going down to second is Taylor. And the Mets have tied the game. 1-1 on a two-out single to left by Tyrone Taylor.
Tyrone Taylor came through with a two-out knock, and we were all tied at one in a brand-new ballgame. Luis Angel Acuna followed with a swinging bunt that chased Taylor to third with runners at the corners and two outs. Wheeler struck out Jose Iglesias to end the rally in the second. In the top of the third, Megill picked up a couple of strikeouts of Bryce Harper and Alec Bohm for a shutdown third, and Zach Wheeler matched him with one of his own. In the fourth, Nick Castellanos led off with a single and advanced to second on a wild pitch. JT Realmuto then grounded out, which held Castellanos at second. Brandon Marsh then walked to put runners at first and second. With two outs, Johan Rojas up for Philadelphia. He grounded out to third to end the threat, and Megill was through four. Wheeler made it seven in a row, set down with a 1-2-3 bottom half. Tylor Megill was done after four. Phil Maton took over in the fifth and faced the top of the Phillies' order. Kyle Schwarber lined out sharply. Trey Turner then grounded out to short, and Bryce Harper grounded to the third for a 1-2-3 fifth inning. In the bottom half, Wheeler allowed a leadoff single to Tyrone Taylor, but thanks to a strikeout, throw-him-out double play, faced the minimum. Maton returned for the second. In the top of the sixth inning, he set down the first two Phillies of the inning, then tried to make it six in a row with some help from Pete Alonso.
1-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a grounder to the right side. Diving stop by Alonso. From his knees. Throws to first. Got him. Maytime gets to the bag. Alonso pumps his fist. And the Phillies are down in order.
Phillies went down in order as Phil Maton with six up and six down for two perfect innings of relief. That sent us to the bottom of the sixth inning with the game tied. Brandon Nimmo provided us with our turning point of the game.
First pitch on the way, hit deep to right field. Will the wind hold this one back? Castellanos at the track, at the wall. He jumps. Gone! A home run! Brandon Nimmo cuts one through the wind just beyond the grasp of the right fielder Nick Castellanos, who jumped as high as he could, but the ball landed beyond his glove onto the canopy at the Payson Cadillac Club, and Brandon Nimmo with his 22nd home run of the year has given the Mets a 2-1 lead here in the sixth inning.
That was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. Mets Turning Point of the Game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Not only was it our turning point of the game, it was also our smash of the game. Presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Just the 18th home run allowed by Zach Wheeler this year, and the 22nd for Nimmo, and the Mets ahead 2-1 in the sixth. Wheeler responded by setting down the next three. 2-1 Mets after six. Phil Maton was done after two perfect innings. The Mets turned to Jose Buto in the seventh. Buto won a seven-pitch at-bat as he struck out JT Realmuto to start the inning. Brandon Marsh then grounded out the second for out number two. And with two outs, Jose Buto faced a pinch hitter, Cody Clemens.
3-2 on Cody Clemens, the pinch hitter. Buto fires. Got him, swinging slider in the dirt. A 1-2-3 inning for Buto, barking off the mound as he posts a scoreless seventh inning.
Jose Buto with a scoreless seventh inning, and the Mets had the lead at the seventh inning stretch. Zach Wheeler returned for the bottom half. He walked Francisco Alvarez. That put some insurance on, but he set down the next three to escape the seventh inning and keep it a 2-1 game after seven. Carlos Mendoza was not messing around. He sent Edwin Diaz to the mound to face the top of the Phillies order in need of a six-out save from his closer. He struck out Kyle Schwarber for out number one. Trey Turner then followed with a base hit to center to put the tying run on. With a count, one ball and two strikes on Bryce Harper, Trey Turner swiped second base. Diaz responded, though, and struck out Harper for the second out of the inning. Now it was Alec Boehm up, and Turner was on the move once again as he stole third. Now the Phillies had the tying run 90 feet away with two outs, and it was Edwin Diaz against Alec Boehm.
2-1 to Boehm. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit, grounded to short. Acuna's got it at his shoe tops. Throws to first. In time. Side retired. Edwin Diaz pumps his fist into his mitt. He only needed 12 pitches to get through the eighth inning.
And Edwin Diaz was halfway there. Three outs to go. On to the bottom of the eighth in a one-run game. Zach Wheeler returned for the eighth. He allowed a leadoff single. And Rob Thompson went to his bullpen and called on the left-hander Matt Strom, who set down all three batters that he faced for a scoreless eighth, and that meant it was on to the ninth inning. A 2-1 Mets lead. Edwin Diaz returned. Nick Castellanos flied out for out number one. Diaz then walked Bryson Stott to put the tying run on. With JT Realmuto up, Stott stole second, his 30th stolen base of the season, and in the same at-bat, took off for third.
Right here, 0-2 to Realmuto. I don't know that Stott would necessarily run here. He does. Diaz delivers. Swung on him, missed strike three. Throw to third. Hits the bag. Caroms right in front of Vientos, who barehands it in front of third base and foul ground. So Realmuto strikes out. Stott steals third. But that came within a whisker of eluding Vientos at possibly tying the game if it had trickled into left field. Wow, it's not quite the ball on the wall play in 1973, but it hit the point anyway and bounced straight up. Wow.
Yeah, it's not the ball on the wall play, but it is our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The third base bag came up clutch for the New York Mets, as rather than a tie game, there were two outs. The tying run was still at third, and Cody Clemens was the last chance for Philadelphia.
1-2 to Clemens. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, put it in the books. He got him with a fastball. The Mets have taken three out of four from the Philadelphia Phillies. They have tied the Arizona Diamondbacks for the second wild card spot in the National League, and they will go to Atlanta with a two-game lead over the Braves for a three-game series beginning on Tuesday night. The Mets are in good shape as we get to the final week of the season. Edwin Diaz with a six-out save, a two-inning save for Diaz. The Mets have postponed the Phillies division clinching party.
Edwin Diaz, four strikeouts, save number 20. And the Mets took 3 of 4 from the first-place Philadelphia Phillies and head to Atlanta on Tuesday night to begin a three-game series, two games up on the Braves in the wild card standings.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.